Just look at that tree, lad.
Amazing.
The life-giving sun casting its light through those exquisite leaves. The texture of the bark. The spreading canopy. A thriving habitat for beetles, birds and bats.
And baby hedgehogs.
Those are conkers.
Think
of the life-giving oxygen. Scrubbing the polluted urban air clean and making the city livable-inable. A whole world within a world. Right, come on, lad. Time to get it chopped down.
Why are we cutting it down?
Because time is money and money's time and money don't grow on trees, that's why.
But what about the baby hedgehogs?
Never mind them. That bloke there thinks it's a good idea. Berries all over his brand new car. Not even the same shade of red. Can you imagine the distress?
No. What about other people?
Let's ask this lady. Excuse me, lady. Do you want this tree saving or chopping?
Definitely chopping. The other day, I was walking to the vets and I stumbled about a quarter of an inch over that tiny root. My little twinkle twitched alarmingly.
There you are, you see. Hey, what's that bloke doing? Bloke! Bloke! What are you doing?
I'm spraying the trees. Whose trees? Our trees.
Now then, sir, I'm a passing police lady. Please stop vandalising that tree.
They're going to chop down a perfectly healthy tree. What do you call that?
Outsourcing. You just sprayed me with white paint. Now I look like adamant in a jerkin. Right, I'm arresting you for vandalising a coppicer.
Hey, get off me! Hey, police brutality! Police brutality!
Right, no more trouble around, lad. Let's set to and chop this tree down. Tree gone. Beautiful ribbon of shining tarmac laid.
So why do we need this new road, Dad?
So we can shift all these trees to the timber yard. Hop in, lad.